Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Amukango, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, The First Bible, is brought to you by CLC Kenya's African Christian Authors Book Award, an author's program seeking to recognize, celebrate, and promote quality in Christian authorship in Africa.
The call to greater depth from God made Neo question if she was missing out on something important by trying to grow up too quickly. However, she couldn't ignore the stirring within her and the longing to go deeper in her relationship with God. It was a conflicting feeling, as she yearned for both the simplicity of childhood and the spiritual growth that comes from diving into the depths of faith. She couldn't ignore the persistent call from the depths of her soul, urging her to delve deeper. It was a divine invitation to seek a profound understanding of His love and purpose for her life. She knew that answering this call would require surrendering her own desires and trusting in God's plan for her life. Even at 12, she knew she wanted to be in control of her life. She wanted to be allowed to make choices for herself, but deep within, she only hoped those choices would lead her to greatness and that she would have no negative consequences as a result. It was a childish thought, or so she discovered later. Her first life-changing dream came around this time. Her parents had just bought her NIV leather and zippered Bible from a church auction to raise money for some building project by the local assembly. It ended up being a very expensive Bible at 500 shillings in the 1990s. The Bible's cover was made of full grain, premium leather for strength, softness, and style. Despite not being handmade, the leather displayed an exquisite level of attention to detail. A sophisticated touch was added to the cover by the elaborate embossing, gilded edges, and ornamental tooling. It was expertly bound to guarantee durability and usability. Its ability to lie flat when opened was further guaranteed by the Smith-sewn binding method, in which individual sheets were sewed together before binding. The Bible would stay intact even after being used frequently thanks to this kind of binding. The Bible was enclosed with a premium zip that provided both style and protection. The polished metal zip offered a safe and aesthetically pleasing means of protecting the fragile pages inside. Because the Bible's pages were created on high-quality, acid-free paper, they would not deteriorate or yellow over time. The arrangement featured red-letter text for the words of Jesus, making them immediately distinguishable, and the content was presented in an easily accessible format. There was not much show through because the paper was opaque enough. To give an opulent appearance and safeguard the pages, gold leaf was applied to the margins of each page. Additionally, it featured several ribbon markers in complementary colors that made it simple to navigate through the Bible's various sections. It had customizable features including family and presentation pages, where Neo could keep track of significant occasions, dates, and family history. Neo was able to comprehend and study the material with the aid of the footnotes, concordance, and cross-references. Artfully blending craftsmanship with care for the sacred text, this costly leather and zippered Bible served as both a practical and enduring spiritual companion. Neo cherished that Bible and spent countless hours reading and studying its pages. It became a symbol of her desire for knowledge, guidance, and spiritual growth. Little did she know that this simple purchase would be the starting point for God speaking to her in more meaningful ways. A few days after she went home with the Bible, she started on the Book of Revelation. It startled her because this book was a narrative. While scholars tended to interpret Revelation as an allegory of ideas rather than as a narrative, and so they spoke of John's ecclesiology or his eschatology, Neo discovered that it was a beautiful narrative with great guidance about the end of the world and a reliable handbook of theology. As a critical thinker, Neo struggled with narratives. She often found herself questioning the authenticity and reliability of narratives, as they could be subjective and prone to bias. However, delving into the Book of Revelation challenged her preconceived notions. It made her realize that narratives could hold profound truths and convey messages in a way that transcends traditional forms of communication. This newfound understanding opened up a new avenue for Neo to explore and deepen her spiritual connection with God through the book. Neo read through the entire book in this beautifully simplified NIV version. She was engrossed with John's experiences. She had questions and desired to get answers. As she continued reading, she found herself drawn to the symbolism and imagery used in the book. It made her realize that sometimes answers may not come in a straightforward manner, but rather through deciphering hidden meanings and metaphors. This further fueled her curiosity and motivated her to seek a deeper understanding of the book's message. One morning, she asked God in her national language,
"God, why can't you take me to the island of Patmos one of these days?"
It was an innocent prayer from a child who had read the encounters of John and was thrilled. It was not meant to be a serious prayer for God to answer. That week, after a few days, she had a dream encounter. She had dreamed almost every night since she was about 6 years old. She had notebooks upon notebooks of dreams. Some were important, and others were not, as they would be influenced by events happening during her day. She also had three levels of dreams. One was when she was so sleepy that it was just a dream in her sleep. A second one was an encounter with God at night, and she had it just once during the day in her entire lifetime. And the third one was a middle ground where she knew she was both sleeping and having an encounter with God at the same time. Would this dream encounter be anything like the other dreams she had before? Was it going to be a meaningful one, or one of those she needed to discard as they meant nothing?
We hope you enjoyed this story. We express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next chapter, The First Dream Encounter. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and other audio platforms of your choice. The social media handle is at @CLCKenya. May the Lord give you an encounter with Him today that will clarify His calling upon your life. And may you have the strength to receive and act on it. He is the one that causes you both to will and do according to His good pleasure.